Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our Patreon supporters. It is really, really incredible to have your support throughout these years of the podcast being on the air. And here is part two of my conversation with you about cult hopping, something that happens a lot. People will talk about feeling like they have been on kind of a roller coaster. They've gotten involved in so many different groups and relationships that were controlling, and they're kind of wondering, is it me? Is it the group? What's going on here? And so part of what we're talking about is what helps people get that they might be looking for things that just seem so different than the last relationship they were in or the last group they were in. But ultimately, while the trappings might look different and the location might be different and the way it operates might be different, still the methods of control might be quite the same. And so it's good to know those so that you can keep yourself safe. So to continue on, and please listen to part one if you haven't already done so, we're now going to get into more of the ideas about systemic and social factors. We have high control groups that exist in so many different places, in industries, in the wellness industry, politics, business, spirituality, everywhere. And it is really, really crucial to understand that cult isn't just a label for fringe religious groups in robes, so to speak. High control dynamics and manipulative tactics and charismatic leaders are prevalent across a shocking array of sectors. We see them in certain corners of the wellness industry, peddling miracle cures, in hyper-partisan political movements, in social kind of pressure and high-pressure sale environments, and certain multi-level marketing structures. And of course, in various spiritual or self-improvement organizations, even in manipulative relationships. And so, we want to be able to notice what we need to notice in order to keep ourselves safe, because the form might be different, but the function, the controlling of thoughts and of behaviors and of relationships, remains the same. So we have a cultural pressure and predisposition, I think, towards needing and wanting certainty. It is part of the human condition to want certainty. The modern world's discomfort with ambiguity leads people to absolutist systems. Our modern world, particularly with the proliferation of information and misinformation, also fosters a deep discomfort with ambiguity and nuance, and we live in an age that craves certainty, clear answers, simple solutions to very complex problems. And this cultural pressure creates fertile ground for absolutist systems. And so when people are overwhelmed by complexity, a group that offers the one true path or all the answers becomes incredibly attractive, even if those answers are simplistic or dogmatic or even wrong. Cults and high control groups thrive on this desire for certainty, presenting themselves as the ultimate solution to life's chaos. And so what we're dealing with is manipulation in disguise. And sometimes there are many different disguises. What we are seeing is that there is a particularly insidious development now in the rise of groups that cloak their manipulative tactics in seemingly positive, progressive, or even therapeutic language. They might use therapy speak to gaslight members, to talk about empowerment, while demanding submission or branding themselves as alternative or conscious, while maintaining very rigid control kinds of structures. They might co-opt terms like trauma-informed or spiritual awakening to lure in vulnerable individuals, making it incredibly difficult to spot the underlying manipulative dynamics. It's like a wolf's in sheep's clothing, expertly disguised.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.